Gainsborough releases a first draft of the municipal budget for the coming year. And concerns about food security during a pandemic have created a spike in sales for seed businesses in Alaska. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Hainsborough manager Deborah Schnabel released a draft budget last week for the coming fiscal year. The document predicts a dramatic drop in sales tax revenue, but the budget does not increase taxes to make up for lost revenue. And Schnabel says that budget cuts are not dramatic.
We have used fund balance and a reduction of expenses through payroll to continue to provide the services that we are all familiar with.
Local sales this summer were expected to drop after Holland America announced that its cruise ships would no longer dock in Haines. The economic outlook is even weaker now that Canada and Seattle have closed their ports to cruise ships in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Schnabel predicts that sales tax revenue may be 40% lower than it was last year.
That still may be optimistic, but that's basically how we just kept moving down.
Haines Economic Development Corporation funding was cut by 20% in the draft budget. Another cost-saving measure is to transfer the administration of the Community Youth Development Program to the Haines School. The borough is still working out those details with the school district. The draft budget increases funding for emergency preparedness and the fire department. Schnabel says the pandemic is a constantly evolving situation, and it may require the borough assembly to reassess the budget in 3 to 6 month periods. Previous borough assembly discussions of the budget examined the possibility of reducing the borough's financial obligation to facilities like the library, museum, Chilkat Center for the Arts, and the Mosquito Lake Community Center. Those facilities are still funded in the manager's draft budget.
But I will say that I'm very aware that the assembly is conscious of and concerned about the cost of maintaining buildings. Unfortunately, sometimes the buildings are connected to the programs, and we need to, I think, as a community, have those discussions about how we provide for the quality of life in the community with the fact that we have these buildings.
Schnabel says she will provide an update on the status of the borough's public buildings at the next borough assembly meeting on April 14th. The manager's draft budget is available to view on the Hainsborough's website. As coronavirus disruptions stoke food security fears, seed sellers are inundated with orders. One small Alaska seed company is working overtime to keep new growers stocked up responsibly.
Nick Schlastin opens a filing drawer, reaches into the basil file, and pulls out a plastic baggie of small black seeds. He's filling seed packets, a job he thought he finished weeks ago. He and his wife, Leah Wagner, own and operate Foundroot, a small Alaska seed company. March is usually their busiest month, but this year is different. Seed orders are coming in at a rate the couple didn't anticipate.
I'd say we might be like 3 to 3.5 times more than we sold all last year with, you know, another month and a half of steady seed sales to go.
A thick stack of orders sits next to their inventory of seed packets. Foundroot is experiencing the same phenomenon as other seed growers across the state and the country.
We've seen a real shift with people essentially panic buying seeds.
Wagner said the couple works overtime hours and weekends to keep up with demand. Foundroot is not the only seed company that's taken off. Anchorage's Denali Seed Company said sales are up 60% over last year. They've hired additional staff to fill the need. Seed and Soil in Palmer also reports an uptick that warrants working extra hours. Seed sellers report they've sold out of some items, but say they have enough seeds if everyone shops for what they need and can reasonably use. For Wagner, the business success in a time of pandemic fear is a mixed blessing.
Our goal was always to help relinquish those fears to make sure people felt secure and safe and fed.
She said she's grateful for sales that mean she and her husband are self-employed full-time while so many are out of work. But in some cases, she's urging customers to buy fewer seeds.
People are ordering, you know, honestly, like 10 times as many seeds as they're ever going to be able to plant within the life of that seed. And so we're seeing kind of a depletion of our seed supply without people actually knowing how to plant those seeds or what to do with them. And seeds are a living thing too, and they won't last forever.
So on top of filling an onslaught of orders, the couple is interacting with new growers as often as they can. Facebook question and answer sessions, phone calls, email. Because when consumers panic by toilet paper, it's something they already know how to use. But for many people, gardening is something new.
We want to try to cultivate as much success from new growers and people who went all in. There's a lot of people I think that have had gardens before and are making it a much more serious investment this year. And so we want to make sure that they can all get as much food as they can out of it. So that's going to be a big focus for the next probably 3-4 months.
He said business success isn't how many packets of seeds the couple sells. It's how many growers turn the seeds they have into food they can use. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.
Yesterday had a real party, like the bad old days. I'm no good, that's a grief.